Yes, Kevin, you look ripped. I agree. Trash to Cash Podcast. Episode 84. I'm Dave the hey, where is our little tag thingies? People will never know our names if I don't.
What are you talking about?
I'm not. You're right. See, this is what I mean. I need the tag so I can know what name I have. With me, as always, is Kevin the Commonwealth Picker and Carrie the American Arbitrage. Here we go.
What episode is this?
84. I have to say it like that. 84.
Sponsored by American Bubble Boy.
This is the episode where Kevin jumps the shark and, you know, oh, a lot of controversy. We got to start it off with the controversy, heavy controversy, you know, Bubblegate. And we got a Bubblegate 2023. It's like Watergate. Yeah. So, Kevin, what's going on? Now, I have never endorsed Supply Hut personally, but apparently Supply Hut is ripping people off. Toe trash to cash.
Code trash to cash, guys.
So
be a part of the movement.
This podcast was a lot more funny before it started. You had me laughing before we started.
Yeah, no. This is what we're doing. Listen, this is good. Okay, so as you guys know, Kevin sold his soul to Supply.
What are we talking about? You got a link on that. He's got a link.
Sink or swim. He's going down with him, or he's going to.
This podcast is. Oh my god.
No. Okay, so I think this is really interesting. Someone, I think FJA Treasures. Okay,
yes.
Did a video where he measured in the wind some bubble wrap with a little, like, foot measure thingy, and it seems like American Bubble Boy is giving you the right amount of bubble wrap,
close.
But everyone
yeah.
else is giving
the
you the wrong amount
far.
Of bubble wrap, which, to be honest, I kind of feel dumb.
Six?
I never even thought to check something like that. I just assumed, why would someone not give you the right amount of bubble wrap? Like, it's not, it
it's, isn't it off
even
by a
crossed
lot?
My
this...
mind.
It's like
a
the
lot.
Subway footlong controversy
yeah.
that wasn't, and there was like a class.
It wasn't
action
really
lawsuit.
A footlong, yeah.
But it was like 11 inches though, matters. which I think everybody can agree is plenty, right? 11 inches.
11
is
inches is more than enough. Twice what you need.
Let me get my phone
for a dinner. No, okay. Oh so goodness. Let me fill everyone in because I know not everyone saw this, but basically someone did a test. FJ Treasures. He did a test where he like measured out all the bubble wraps from
by
like
the way,
six different companies.
Brilliant.
It's a good
it's
idea.
Really a good
yeah.
idea.
That's yeah. boring.
Well, and again,
guys.
I didn't
that was
even.
Really boring.
But no. Okay, there was. It was good though. It was informative. It was informative. He was. Kevin was enthralled.
Who wants information?
But so Supply Hut came in way short. Like I think 40% less than promised. So you buy like 750 feet of bubble wrap, you got like 400 or something ridiculously insane like that, right? The Amazon company.
Got 420. I can't remember the number.
Yeah, Amazon came in short, but nothing was as short as
Amazon.
Supply Hut was the winner. Pretty close, yeah, but it was still short.
No, I think Amazon was. I don't know. I should probably
Amazon Basics. I watched it. No, I
everybody
Amazon
was
Basics
well
was like
short.
100 feet short, like 10-20% short as well. Except for Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy was only like 4% short. Still short though. Literally everyone was short.
Yeah.
Something I didn't even think yeah. about, like just measuring how much you got. But anyways, this is interesting, guys. This is an important reseller tip. As of right now, the only company actually giving you close to the amount you're ordering, as far as we know from the companies that were tested,
really,
is Supply
anywhere
Hut.
Close. Anywhere.
Maybe.
Wait, no. It's
I saw.
Bubble Boy.
American Bubble Boy. I'm sorry. Not Supply yeah. Hut. Not Supply okay. Hut. Supply Hut's screwing you. Don't buy it from
trash
there.
To cash. Save money, though. Right?
Yeah, I don't know if saving that, five. Right? So
we're
you save 5%,
that, right?
but you lose 40% of the bubble
huge
wrap.
Margin.
Just get in our Patreon. Spend money there. That's fine.
No. Okay. Gosh. So, although a lot of people were promoting, a lot of people were promoting the Sam's Club bubble wrap, which I've never tried, never measured.
I've heard it's
I don't
good.
Think that was measured, but that wasn't measured either. So we don't know if they're giving you the right amount either. But, anyways, so for now, American Bubble Boy. Coupon code NC Picker still. I haven't gotten it updated.
There's no coupon code for American Bubble Boy. There's
no,
none
there
for
is,
anybody. There's
an
I'm
NC
aware
Picker
of.
One. Well,
no,
oh,
yeah, we're
it's not a coupon code. It's just a referral code, right?
No, there's doesn't none of the above.
Didn't it used to give you a
it's
discount
a
on
link.
Your first order? No, it used to give you a discount on your first order.
The only thing I'm aware of that does that is Bubble Bucks. I could be wrong,
what?
But I'm pretty
you're totally
sure.
Wrong. The first three orders, they save like 5%,
no,
I thought, or
10%.
What are,
no, you're wrong.
What are the dimensions of the Supply Hut?
He's the affiliate
the
King,
shed
I don't
that
know.
You have, Kevin. What are the dimensions?
Yeah, the
dimensions
Supply Hut.
12
oh, they're probably wrong.
Of your
24.
So whatever you think they 24? Are, they're wrong.
Exactly. So
Charlie probably only gave you like a 10.
Is what you're really telling us? Cut it.
Kevin,
cut
what's going on? What's going on? What can you tell
what's
us?
Happening?
Why is
Kevin,
Charlie?
Why? Why did this happen, Kevin?
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, look, the first thing I would say is that I think it's important to realize here that all these companies are severely undercutting you, all of them. And so I immediately put in a phone call. I actually knew about the video before it came out. Mm. And I made a phone call immediately. I'm trying to deal with it. You guys making fun of it, and I get it. It's kind of what we are. But this is stressing me out because, you know, when you put your name up with somebody else's name, you've got skin in the game. And I've got skin in the game here, so... And you've got skin in the game, too, as much as you want to poke fun at me.
We're going to try to push that on you as much as possible. That's kind of the angle I'm going for.
Yeah, we'll be putting you under the bus tonight. That's our plan. Well, actually, to be fair, fine. If you go watch my first time talking about Supply Hut, I said, I don't know if you should buy the bubble wrap. I still buy it from American Bubble Boy.
Well, but yeah, that was my initial thought, Dave.
We all have been saying that, but I did try buying it. It smelled like cigarettes.
You know, I'm trying to process everything in my mind here. And I've used American Bubble Boy. We've always used American Bubble Boy. I've never used Supply Hut bubble wrap. So that's not an excuse, though, right? You know, my name is associated with that. This podcast is associated with that. And it's an issue to me. And we'll make fun and we'll do whatever. But it's serious to me in a deep way. My wife's even been sweet to me today, which she knows I'm stressed out. It is what it is. You know, there's only a few options. I used to be a baseball coach. I was the head of the National Honor Society. This stuff hits me hard, so I'll make fun of it in a few minutes. But give me a minute. Well, I'm just saying, this is real for me, right? So I've never hawked the bubble wrap, right, for Supply Hut. But this got me going. I immediately grabbed the tape roll, and I went outside, and I stretched that tape roll. I sent you the video. And I'm like, huh. Yes. At least the tape is close, right? I think it was like 4 meters off with that roll. I measured one roll. Then I'm like, all right, now I'm checking the paper. And I take the paper roll out there, and it's supposed to be 900 feet. And I'm like, there's no way this is getting to 900 feet. And it didn't get to 900 feet. So I sent another.
You have one of those little roller thingies. I don't have one of those.
When you're a baseball coach, you have those kind of things. You know, you measure out fields trying to practice and do whatever.
So and, wait, how many feet was the bubble wrap? Not the bubble wrap, the paper.
It was shorted by slightly less than the bubble wrap is shorted. So I sent a message and I just said, and this, I've already told you this, but I'm just going to, Carrie, I don't think you're in the chat here before we did it, but for me, I told Charlie, I'm like, look, we're just, as of right now, I'm going to suspend my links. I'm not going to do this. This needs to get straightened out. And, you know, in all honesty.
So they can use the trash to cash link then instead to buy it?
Well, that's up to you, Carrie.
Remember,
but
guys,
I'm not taking any money from
off,
it. Zero.
You get 5% off the bubble wrap, but Charlie takes 40% off the quantity of bubble wrap. So it's really
so
a wash.
It's 35, so you're getting 5% back.
Either way, so, we're all losing.
We're screwing.
I don't know. Look, I've just been trying to process it and going through, and you know, he sent some messages back. So I'm like, listen, I need assurance. First of all, this is if one company, and apparently it's going to be American Bubble Boy, at least for bubble wrap, just says, because all of these companies are short, and a lot of them aren't even close. It's not even close. And if one company just gets the trust of people and says, all right, look, we're going to guarantee it, which is apparently the way that Joel is going on American Bubble Boy, and I applaud him for that, is, hey, you know, guarantee this stuff. Measure it out. This video was, you know, I think the first of many that this type of video where if you can just get an assurance from one company, you could change a lot. And so I want to be a part of that. I don't want to be anything.
Yeah, I think
other
honestly
than that.
It could
apparently,
spur a lot of positive change, honestly. I do agree with you. To be clear, we wouldn't have had this issue if we just went with the ball shaving advertisement that I wanted to do that I brought
shaver.
To you guys.
Skull shaver.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it was for the lower region. It was like
skull shaver. You know, that brings up a bigger question because we get, I don't know how many you get, but I mean, I counted today just going through this because this is on my mind like nonstop. We've been in the Discord talking about it and whatever. I mean, hey, you put your name up with somebody you expect to, this is why I get phone numbers from people. Every single company that I work with one exception, Rolo, I don't have a dedicated number when I talk to somebody. And it's for this reason exactly, because if something happens like this, I want answers and I want to understand what the heck's going on. So as of now, I believe it should be, by the time this video comes out, everything should be suspended and those products should not be listed as they are or not listed at all. That was an assurance that I was given by Charlie, and you know, he's gone right now. He's answered my texts and phone calls over vacation.
So yeah. I zoned out, but the short form of that really long thing was you said Charlie's going to stop selling it till he figures it out. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really
and until it's figured out,
I was thinking
I'm not
about Flip the World Texas.
And to be fair,
you know, I'm thinking of you.
I was thinking about
to be fair, he may
today.
Well have had no clue about the discrepancy, honestly. It's not like he's in there manufacturing.
Okay,
stuff.
Okay. So, and I've gone through that too, right? Because I could make a video and say, oh, I had no idea, whatever. But look, this goes back to, I'm sorry to bore you with my teaching days, Dave, and National Honor Society, all that stuff. But I used to tell my team all the time, I said, you know, success has many parents and failure is an orphan. You can laugh at my quotes if you want. But that's a true statement. And when things go bad, things go wrong, nobody wants to take the blame for it. And I used to tell my team when things went wrong, you can blame me. Don't point fingers at your teammates. Don't point fingers, you know, whatever. You can blame me for it, and you know I'll take the blame for it, and then I'll do due diligence and try to deal with an issue.
we're visually spicing it up. If people get bored,
we're just giving the people
entertainment.
Kevin, listen,
while you bore
them.
Well,
I have a day job, and in my day job, mm-hmm. something I went through was being a support representative. That was like in the mm-hmm. beginning of my career, and we had many times where a supplier would randomly change a part or a component where all of a sudden it didn't meet spec anymore, and we'd get failures in the field. And we'd have customers ringing in, and they'd be like, yo, this sucks, it's a piece of crap. Happened with a hood we made for one of our products, a hood to like block the sunlight. And we finally, after like 15 complaints, went in and checked, and we realized they completely changed the design without our permission. So I'm not trying to make excuses for Charlie. But it's very possible his first couple sample rolls were the correct measurement, and a supplier has been cutting back on cost by reducing the amount. Because you said he's not
making his own bubble wrap. This is across the board. It is all these companies. Right, he's not. But hey, you know, I don't make my stuff
be,
that I sell out on my
QCing
eBay
it.
Shed.
He should be QCing
right?
100%.
Okay, and yep. You know, you said, and I wouldn't have vetted bubble wrap from Supply Hut because I don't hawk it and I don't use it. However, Supply Hut is attached to my channel and it's attached to this podcast. So, you know, there's, you know, I mean, you got to,
well, you know,
you
what,
pay the piper. I mean,
you know what
is what
got me, the biggest thing, honestly, the biggest reason I didn't start buying bubble wrap from him is because he couldn't give me a guarantee on whether or not it had a core. That was the biggest thing. He's like, because his website said it doesn't have a core, but then he says sometimes it does. And then I ordered one that had a core. But then when I went to buy another one, it said no core. So core is like the big toilet paper thing in the middle that you put on your like little spinner.
It's a good disaster movie.
So that's why I never really proceeded to continue to order it. Now, mind you, if I had been ordering it and American Bubble Boy a lot, I probably would have said, ooh, the size of these rolls is different. And that's probably what happened, is people who were buying
from both. But it's really about how you, to be fair, it's about how you use the bubble wrap. It's not so much the size, but it's the determination.
What are you talking about?
Carrie's here, guys. Carrie's here. Do you remember when they wiped their butts?
I'm trying to lighten the mood. It's just so serious and businessy.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean,
it's like we're starting out with like.
Okay, so no, I have a question. All those people, and I'm kind of calling out our sponsor, Charlie, here. All those people who got less bubble wrap than they ordered for the last 3-4 months, what are we going to do? Like, what can Charlie do? Is there a way you can right? Maybe do,
so,
like,
I think
if you've ordered
about
bubble wrap.
Help.
Well, listen, if you've ordered bubble wrap, maybe you should get, like, once he gets the sizing figured out, get, like, a 60% off coupon code or something to make up for the difference in the amount of bubble wrap you were supposed to receive based on how many you ordered. Mm-hmm. That's work, but that would be a cool way to make it right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it has to be made right. I mean, look, let's just face it. To me, it does, right? If I put my name on a product, and look, I've used their boxes forever, and I use their tape.
That
and
golf
I
club
use their
box
paper
is
now.
Killing it for me.
Right.
Love
but,
that box.
You know, at the same time, what are you going to do? If everything's good 60% of the time, but you're getting ripped off over here, this is the bigger issue, period. Hmm. And so it needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with quickly. Or, you know, I mean, look, they're going to lose market share. We've already talked about American Bubble Boy. He's giving guarantees out here, and that's, hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be done. And hopefully, if there's one person, one company that says, hey, across the board, these are guarantees. Here's our customer service. This is how it's dealt with. And that's why I get these numbers, right? Because I get, I don't know if you guys get this every once in a while, but every once in a while I get a message, hey, you know, I didn't get this or I didn't get this. And I call those numbers, and to all of the credit of all of the companies that I work with, every one of them has always been dealt with to my satisfaction and the customer satisfaction, I think save one. And I'm not even sure about that one.
Let's
just
throw
didn't
them under
back
the bus. Who was it? Was it American Arbitrage Cards? It was.
Adam and Eve?
What was it, Adam and Eve?
No. My favorite gosh. Sponsor.
I'll tell you what, sometimes you think maybe that's where we ought to go. Huh?
Work, but it's a podcast. We got to be edgy.
Right, because you're going to get those messages, right? If you put your name on something, you're going to get those messages, and that's why I don't make deals. I mean, here's an example, and you guys remember this. Do you remember Hall Sale at FlipCon?
They were, I don't know, the musical artist?
Hall Sale. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she sings good music.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, her music's kind of weird,
to be honest. Had multiple conversations. This is what you got ripped on in the last podcast, by the way. Is
wholesale
over
wholesale.
Look,
well, you know, wholesale. You're gonna come out here. That was a really weird premise.
You're gonna come out here with industry names from businesses, and you expect us to take this serious, Kevin?
Did you know they went out of business? Dad, Carrie, you talked to them. You
no, did they go out of business? Really?
They went out of business.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
right. And I had multiple conversations in person.
Was this just today? I was busy today. Was this a today?
Kevin sent it like 3 days ago to us.
Yes,
that
true,
wholesale went out of business.
Because
well, you
this,
guys are
I mean,
always just,
important.
You guys are like, it's hard to keep up with our, here's our text message thing, just so everybody knows it. It's like, six in the morning and then Dave tells how much he made total on social media. And then Kevin comes in and he doubles or triples Dave. And then I'm just
triples.
I've got to try to save up for like a bean burrito here, guys. I'm not even going to be involved. This is just depressing. That's our text message group chat.
And then Dave
Kevin crushing us with his numbers.
Dude, they're bringing back the Enchirito, Carrie. They're bringing back the Enchirito.
Dude, those are so good.
Oh, they're coming back.
I want a chalupa.
Dude, I would also. Let's take a break and go get a chalupa and reconvene.
Kevin, I think everybody
have
knows.
A video coming out on my channel about this with some serious tone.
Everybody knows you sincerely care about this stuff, Kevin. I'm just giving you a hard time.
If Bubblegate or having Harry Tornado on as a guest lost us more subscribers, that's the one I want to know. Which do you think?
Did we lose subscribers?
I don't know.
Are we looking at that sort of thing?
No.
I don't think we're losing subscribers. I think that, let's go ahead and ask him. We never ask him. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Turn on the notification bell and smash the like
notifications
button.
Bell.
Smash, smash.
Yeah, follow Kevin on
Pinterest. Don't smash
so
it too many
maybe
times.
Catch up to me. He's given up because he knew it was too hard.
300, Pinterest 300 sucks. On Pinterest.
What a grind
yes,
that
is. All it takes to,
okay.
TikTok to win
is now
a war.
Awesome
Hall sale. Kevin, tell us what Hall sale is and why we don't need
it.
Well,
it doesn't even really matter. But my point is, forget what it is. It went out of business and they were courting all kinds of people in, you know, for including both of you, I recall. I definitely know it was Carrie.
I remember ignoring
them,
yeah.
I meant to do something, but I didn't get around to it.
And
that
I'm
happens
like,
a lot with
you. Like, I'm not doing this. Truth. My point is, I take this stuff seriously and try to make sure that there's safeguards in place so that this kind of stuff doesn't happen. And if it does happen, there is some kind of recourse. And that's what I'm in the middle of right now. That's what we're in the middle of. Yeah.
Let me ask a little background question. So with Hall Sale, the premise, I believe, because I have ADHD and I couldn't pay attention to the lady. She had red hair, I think, and I zoned out when she talked to me. But it was something to do with selling your hall. Do you send it all into them and then they sell it for you? Just give me some concept of what this company did.
There was two different things where you could do some kind of consignment thing. But, yeah, you box up your stuff, essentially, and sell it off as a lot. And then you could do it that way.
But they weren't holding... They weren't holding people's inventory, right? Like, people didn't lose inventory or money or anything like that.
Vault or anything.
Okay.
No, I didn't think the idea was good at all. And, you know, my point is that there's six messages on my email every day from somebody to do something. And
how many of them,
you know,
how many of them are selling penny candies? Like, I imagine the emails Kevin gets are like about penny candies, like old timey remedies, medicines. Just
well,
stuff
I
like
mean,
that.
On that note, Kevin, where do you land on the Nips, Nips versus Werther's argument over at the nursing
Werther's.
Home? The Nips have the chocolate inside, which is pretty
What's
good,
a
but
nip?
It tastes like
chocolate. Like, I know what a Nip is.
You've never
is,
had
but
Nips?
What?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I don't know
Nips,
what, is that an East Coast thing?
It's a candy. No, it's a candy. It's like a grandpa candy. It's the caramel. It's like a Werther on the outside, but there's like this disgusting chalky chocolate on the inside.
I thought you were talking about Kevin's nipples again, which we haven't discussed in a while. It's been a while. He wants to be so business. He wants to be the number one business podcast in Ukraine or wherever. But the thing is, we aren't going to be that because we're not good at business, Kevin.
No, we're not good at business, Kevin. Yes, listen, well. Okay, so all I'll say is
apparently
this.
It doesn't get
guys,
you very far.
Let's move past the Supply Hut thing, but go ahead, smash that dislike button if you're mad at Kevin. Hit the like button if you are mad at Carrie. And just
put shame.
For me.
If you're mad at Kevin, put shame.
Right,
comment shame.
Shame,
right,
shame in
shame.
The comments.
Just shame.
Thank you for being a friend. You watch
Thank
enough
you
Golden
for
Girls,
being
Carrie.
A friend. Go, Carrie. Next line.
I love the Golden Girls.
I don't know anymore.
Hey, it's a loving shame. It's so that you feel
Speaking
better.
Of friends,
it feels like.
Yo, look at
would
that.
Would y'all
guys.
Ever
look
decide
my,
if you're going to 127? That's
no,
really
well, just
nice.
Hold on and look at that. Isn't that cool looking? I'm showing the Trash to Cash sticker
Kevin.
Available on ncflipper.com. Trash to Cash hollow sticker.
So this is our actual
sweet.
Text messages. It's nothing like Carrie describes because he has to read 70 messages before he wakes up.
Yeah,
the actual text messages is Dave sending a message, please share my Instagram story with these stickers.
Yes.
So I go to the Instagram store and it says, don't buy Kevin's. Mine are way better. Please share my story.
Mine are
oh
sick.
My gosh.
They're so cool. And I got the ADHD flip one, too.
I mean,
dude,
objectively, Kevin, and I mean this with love, they are better. Those are because they
they're
got the
cool.
shiny.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I shared it.
They're nice.
I
they're
shared
cool.
it. They're
I've
super
sold zero.
Nice.
I've sold zero. So if you want them, I undercut Kevin by a dollar because I won't be donating any of the money. So I figured I might as well be honest about it.
It's all going to my coffers.
That is true.
To be fair, is Kevin?
You didn't learn anything
from
Harry Tornado?
Let's bring that up. Is Kevin even donating it? I don't know.
Did you?
I'm just playing. It's a joke.
Get
it's a joke.
Wife in here, protect me here. I need some protection. Yes, impossible.
Did you watch the show with Harold Tornado?
Yes, and he actually spent time on charity and doing things, and you guys talked over him, you sung over him, and you got latched in the comments.
We wanted to amplify his message.
Yeah,
we
were singing Sarah McLachlan. Talking about
song.
Recorning corn or something. I mean, this,
it's a good question. Think about it. How does corn always end up in my poop? I don't eat corn that often, Kevin. It's always in there.
Can I mention, guys, this is an important note. We actually got a copyright strike for our rendition of In the Arms of an Angel last
week.
Did
we really?
That's how
I thought
good
you could sing stuff a cappella.
There's no way you got a copyright.
Not when you sing
right.
it perfectly like Sarah McLachlan.
That is true. That is true.
They claim it.
That's true. I was playing the podcast on the speaker of my computer because my computer has speakers. And my dog,
cool.
when he heard me singing, started to howl because he felt the emotion.
Remember
that old podcast where my dog was tripping out? It was like that.
Dude,
I
do you remember
home
that
from
commercial,
vacation,
Kevin?
Am I what?
That, with the arms of the angel, and it was like
of
the puppies in
the
shelter. Yeah,
everybody knows that commercial.
Yeah,
good.
Then
yes.
Carrie
it's
nailed
still
it.
On.
Okay,
if you watch
it. Tell
Bonanza,
us,
you'll get to see it.
You were
Speaking
saying
of Bonanza,
you were
I had a Bonanza sale.
Returning from your really
I
expensive
get home
vacation.
From vacation, and the hedgehog needs to go to the vet. The cat's got a rabbit, and then the dog has a rabbit, and there's just it's just chaos around here. Can't find a phone. It's
now when you say they
awful.
Have a rabbit, is that like a loving like oh they had a rabbit or
yeah,
did
they
like eat the rabbit?
It was I had to save the rabbit. It was perfect for Sarah McLachlan. So my kids are freaking out because they like bunnies.
There's blood everywhere.
And there's no actually there wasn't.
Where was
so
there
the cat
blood
has
in her
it.
Commercials? What are you talking about?
Dobby is the killer. So Dobby has the rabbit in
From
his
Harry
mouth.
Potter?
And then Wallen steals the rabbit and has the rabbit in his mouth, and we're all chasing around. Turner's got the hoverboard trying to catch the dog, and we finally got the dog,
Gosh.
And I got the rabbit like out of the dog. And it was a
Back
lot,
to the Future too.
Like this is like a no broken blood. Carousel of time at Disney World. He's like in every single century. Somehow.
He's in every single
on the hoverboard with my guitar chasing them rabbits. And
but we have, you know, briar patch back there. We've got the berry bushes, and so yeah. I put the rabbit back in the bushes, and the kids were okay, and the dog wasn't happy, and the cat chased his. But it's all
you
they're all
dog
good.
Back,
all
you got
alive.
Your truck back. You got your house
something
back,
like
you got your...
yeah. But I'm still short bubble wrap.
Okay, still. Well, listen, I discovered a great musical artist I'm going to go ahead and recommend on the show. I already recommended this artist to Kevin and Carrie. They had already heard of her, Tracy Chapman. Pretty good singer right there. I like a lot of her songs. Yeah, so Luke Combs brought her to my
welcome
attention
to freshman year of college
by singing Fast Cars, and then I went and listened to Tracy Chapman. Like, a lot of her stuff is really good. So
my
if you haven't
son
listened
thought
to her in a
that
while,
Luke Combs wrote that song. I'm like, no chance that happened.
No, yeah,
but
I did.
He did a good
I knew
job
I,
with it.
I knew it was familiar when I heard it. I said, I don't feel like this is his song, but I'm enjoying this a lot. So I went.
Are you
I,
telling
like,
me the writer of Beer Never Broke My Heart didn't write Fast Cars?
Listen, if you're going to talk bad about Luke Combs, me and Kevin are going to have some issues with you, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Luke Combs. I honestly
he's
like
he's actually
several
weirdly
songs.
Good.
No, he's got a great
okay,
voice.
So order your stickers, guys. I've sold zero. Cheaper than Kevin's.
NCFlipper.com. Yeah, I mean, you sold them on your whatnot show?
That's true. I did sell like two on my whatnot show, and I gave
them
a discount
see?
Too.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shame.
Okay. So
shame.
What is okay? So beyond Kevin being awful, what else did we want to cover tonight? I mean, well, let's go back to Kevin being
There's
awful.
A few...
Let's go back.
Yeah, I like that.
You were gonna talk. It's a good you were gonna topic. Talk about the 127, Kevin. I told us.
Yeah.
I messaged Kevin. I said
Kevin's
hey,
got another vacation,
and he's
figure.
Like, no, I've got another vacation. Dubai this time, really, Kevin? United
Serious,
Arab Emirates Airlines.
Do you need to ski in the
class?
Summer, Kevin? It's not necessary.
You know he has a bedroom on his flight to the UAE? A whole bedroom.
I know. He's got one of those, yeah. He's got that. I
are
watch
you,
those videos on YouTube, those super fancy
yeah, those are
first
awesome,
class
yeah.
flight videos. They're dope.
So, Kevin, why are you asking us when you just shot us down a few days ago?
Yeah, I'm not so asking excited. You. I was trying to give a plug to Chris Old School Picker, who asked me, are you
okay.
going to have a meetup?
What did he pay you?
My
what
answer,
did he pay you?
Nothing. My answer mm-hmm. was no. I'm not planning on going. Dave and Carrie, Dave was thinking about it. Carrie's, you know,
I still might
like
go.
Carrie, can't make a decision.
There's and going, and then there's an event.
Is going to have a meetup. And I said, good.
Yeah, so
you can't
Mike
really
just
have an event
meetup.
Without Kevin.
So there it is. Go
You're
check
the one
out
that brings people
and
in.
His event is.
Okay, so yeah, Kevin, what I was going to
well,
say
that
is
was
I might
before
go.
Bubblegate.
I might go, but I would probably just attend his meetup, not do my own meetup. Because really, at the end of the day, I want to use his money, not my money. That's kind of my thought process there. So,
you could donate $1 of the sticker.
We could do some add-ons that cost
I could
money
raise the price,
around
yeah.
his
or
event.
Or you could sell the stickers at his event.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sell
Karen,
boxes.
You
I got
go,
an idea.
Even if...
okay, go ahead.
Sell boxes of hats that
the back
you found
of your truck.
For $20 a box. Do that.
Oh, I've heard of that before. Hey, do you know what? We do have a new patron. Okay, we've got a couple patrons to talk about, but there's one that Carrie actually has a
I'm
job
excited.
To do. They purchased the Get Motivated by American Arbitrage tier.
This is good.
Okay. And that tier requires Carrie to spend, oh my gosh, I don't even remember, I think 60 seconds motivating Matt's profit pursuit. So go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, do I have to do it on the show?
This is
you have to do it do right
do it
now.
For, okay.
No, do it right now.
What's his name
Matt,
again?
This is for you. Matt's profit pursuit.
Hey, buddy. Matt's profits. Listen here, dude. You've come to the right place at the right time, and it's the right moment, okay? Do you know, you're capable of absolutely anything as long as you set your standards low enough, okay? You can do anything in this world as long as it's reasonable. And by reasonable, just low, super low. Look, here's how I've succeeded in life.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. See, that's the brilliance. That's the brilliance.
So you can, he
okay?
can beat you.
You fake it until you fake it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're never going to make it. None of us do. Look at Kevin. He's living a lie. Okay? Where am I at?
I think it's got to it's got to be 60 seconds. I didn't turn on a timer.
That's
I'm not
close
that
enough.
Organized.
But Matt, really, Matt, let me be serious. Look, dude.
Oh, no.
Go out and pick stuff that's worth money. Pay less than it's worth. put it on eBay, make a few dollars, put it on $1, starts on whatnot, lose some money, whatever you choose. Be
Don't
consistent.
Buy a bubble wrap from Supply Hut.
Yeah. Buy. We're going to get you 5% off, so that's going to get you up to 35% off, okay? So Matt's profits, so, thank you for the 33. No, I want him
this.
To get his money's worth. Matt's profits, okay, guys? Go follow him on YouTube and eBay. Buy something from him. He spent $33. I don't get any of that. Kevin gets it all.
33-33, so we all get 11-11. Make a wish. Okay, what do you want to piggyback on this time, mister?
Well, there was a comment, and I can't find it right now, but there was a comment, and Carrie agreed with the comment, that the problem with Carrie getting fired all the time is that the expectations are too high because he has three
that's
degrees.
True.
So he's yeah, like, that's the key. That's so he's like, that's going to be it, you know?
No, I'm the and king of getting the job. Fired. I am the failure of keeping the job. Yeah. I've always been able to get jobs, but then when I show up and they realize, oh... That's not what I expected. It never worked.
Listen, and here's the thing. If you guys are mad at Supply Hut and want to take a break from Supply Hut, I want to mention it like 15 times. Really, he's getting extra press.
Yeah, he is. He's getting his money's worth.
Go ahead and dedicate that money over on the Patreon, like the following wonderful people. Happy Hound Trading, Harry Tornado, the actual Tornado.
Harry Tornado. He said something in the Discord, guys.
Disgruntled Octopus, Diana... Austin, Cheek Favors, Superhero Headquarters, yes. SoCal Flipper, ABC Matt Sales by Tony, Des Hardy, New Jersey Picker, Ray's Hell Resell, Logan Murky, and Biscuit Butt. Thank you guys. You're
awesome.
I
love all of them with an undying, unquenched love.
And you could be all a part of that as well over on the Patreon. Anyways.
There's nothing I love more than them.
So I got a question. I want to. Okay, go ahead. And then we'll talk about feet.
Okay. As I was say,
I don't want people to drop off during Discord, your boring segment.
So,
but go ahead.
To assuage my guilt here, so
nobody
I was thinking about giving away bubble. I was thinking about giving away bubble wrap. Should I give away Supply Hut bubble wrap on the show every day, or should I give away American bubble wrap? Like,
you
out
give
of my
it away
pocket.
As long as you advertise it as 426 feet.
But
of
it's, free.
Wrap.
It's free. It's free.
Hey, okay, so less bubble wrap than you expect is the prize. Like,
I think
you'll
give away
winning.
American Bubble Boy bubble wrap.
You gotta stop selling that.
Speaking of crappy gifts, that's giveaways, Dave had the crappiest giveaway I've ever seen on Whatnot. And I won it. I'm like,
what
is this?
I don't even know.
And he drew a.
Where is it?
No, I can't even say it on here. I can't even say it.
He hasn't even sent it yet.
Did Tina sign it? Did Tina sign it?
I don't know. So it's like, you know how they sell those like baby shower plush, Carrie, where you can write the baby's name and weight, and it's like a dog? And basically, like, you give it as a gift. And when the baby comes, it, like, you know, you write down the baby's name, the weight, the age, all that stuff, or the date, whatever.
Yeah.
And then people sign it, right? Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. This, I bought this, kind
they
of, threw
baby.
It into a big garbage bag. They signed the plush. And so the plush had a bunch of random autographs for people from people to this random person's baby. It was already signed by a bunch of random people.
Why the question is... And then Dave signed. I'm like, Dave, you need to sign it for me. He signs it Commonwealth Picker, of course. Like Carrie,
I signed
it
Commonwealth
comedy
Picker.
Show.
And then I drew a butthole on it, right on its butthole. And that's like, yeah, that was the prize that Kevin won.
That's anatomy.
Waste
There's nothing
of money.
To be ashamed
you know what?
Of.
I'll
Why
throw
did
in
you
some
buy
of the new ADH Dave stickers for you, Kevin.
There,
how about that?
There you go. Now that all
that's
what
he should have changed his name of his channel to. Why did I buy that?
Why did you buy that?
Why did I buy that?
Why do you have that?
I literally told you guys last week. I went to an estate sale. Oh, you weren't here, Kevin, but you heard it.
No, no.
And there was trash bags. Fill a trash bag, blah, blah, blah. And anyways, that fill a trash bag thing worked out. One of the plush I sold was in that trash bag last night. It ended up selling on Whatnot for $30, but it actually sells on eBay for like $70. It was something, it had like little balls that made noise in its head. Have you heard of this? It's like a little, I'm not doing a good job of describing.
It's not a very good description.
No, if Tina
it's got balls here, on its head that it. Makes noise. What is it? I don't a Cabbage Patch Kid? I don't know.
This thing. Okay, so this is a cat I'm holding up. It's a plush cat.
What's
so
a
you
plush?
Can look at it. It's got a big head.
Technical.
And when you shake it, you hear that noise?
Oh,
it
yeah.
sounds like just balls rattling, but it kind of sounds like it's purring. This is actually, Kevin, like a $60 plush if you find it. So
why didn't you sell it on eBay?
Yeah,
you didn't
I
know, did. Did you?
I thought I'd sell it for $2. I had no idea. And then when the Queen of Plush was bidding it up to $35, I'm like, "Is this a boa?" She's like,
"Yeah,
it sells for like $60." Yeah, she's the Queen of Plush.
Well,
I would hope
her.
She knows.
She should
good
know.
Yeah,
her.
Take that, Dawn. Take that, Dawn. But no, yeah,
Dawn's
so that's
upset
cool.
about it.
I hope she is. But hey, no, I wanted to stuff. Talk. Okay, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. No, no, yourself. It's all right. Well,
no, because I forgot.
Wondering I vacation forgot sales. When you went on vacation last time, when I went to Vegas, sales weren't great. But this time, I think we had like 27, 28 sales.
Was your team listing though?
No, I was listing. See, I'm not. Okay. I don't want to say it's too loud, but I don't really enjoy the beach that much. You know, my wife just loves it.
It's the freaking worst. So I like walking the beach for 10 minutes. I don't like sitting there for.
I love walking the beach.
We walked on the beach, Dave, and it was beautiful. That was delightful, right, Carrie? Yeah, that was delightful.
Me and Carrie held hands. We rolled up our pants. It was lovely, but you know, I do. I'm with you. Like walking on the beach at night. Awesome.
And so to me,
but
if I'm out
there,
there
for 8 hours,
I'd
nightmare.
Sit there and I just listed stuff while I was sitting in the beach chair. Mm-hmm. Lots. I mean, I listed more this week than I did probably the last 2 weeks before that when I was home. So
that might be why your sales.
And I had a bonanza
well, though,
sale.
You were listing. You weren't
sold
listing
a $35 hat. No, I wasn't. Well, I think I still listed like one a day just to keep it going, but. I had a bonanza sale, $35, which you didn't share my story out when I put that out there, Dave. Why do you not share my stories?
It's sheer laziness. There's nothing to be said other than it's laziness. And I didn't see how you could really gain from me sharing a bonanza story. Like, it's not going to, it's not like they're going to click your
Carrie
bonanza.
Carrie shares them all
something.
The time.
I love how I put a note.
And rips on
I put a note of something. Oh, I remember what it was. I was going to say, I put a note of something I want to talk about.
Okay.
Real sale?
He said real sale, fake platform, which I don't really understand.
It is. I'm still not 100% sure Bonanza is an actual platform. I don't know if it's just a dude out like in a truck with like a satellite dish just like telling you sold something. Just
I got
cash
enough
so
off
stay
of that
relevant.
Sale to buy like 2/3 of a roll of bubble wrap.
Well, that's just one roll of bubble wrap at Supply Hut, so yeah.
And I could put in
more. That's more. Two-thirds is 66%.
One heck of a week.
Dude, okay, so maybe you should change the name of your shed, right? Like, what could we change it to where you can keep the same letters and just kind of, like, turn the S into an
the,
8?
The
so it's like 8 apply hut?
Pizza hut.
I think I should just give away free bubble wrap every week for, like, a year and call it the bubble barn.
Okay, it's your money. I don't care what you do with it. okay, so I remembered. I wanted to talk about feet for a minute, and I talked about this on my Whatnot a little, but no one showed up to that Whatnot anyway, so it's fine. Actually, that's not true. There was like 80
awesome
people in there.
I was going to say, there's like 80 people in there.
Yeah, but no. So I went to this house. This is the worst, and I texted you guys to save me during this event, but I was supposed to drop my daughter off at a birthday party for one of her friends in school. And so I take them, and I bring her to the front door, and I say, Anna, I'm just going to drop you off, and I'm leaving. And they're like, hey, come on in. I'm like, no, I got to go do some errands. Like, no, come in just for a minute. I said, no, I really, you know, I'm just dropping her off for the birthday party. I'll come back. No, you just have a beer. Come in and have a beer. I was like, oh, I don't even drink. It's no biggie, and I don't drink. They're like, no, come have a water. We've got water. And I was like, okay, I'll come and have water. I walk in, and right when I walk in, they're like, we're no shoe home. Please take your shoes off. And I'm like, oh, now I'm here. Like, I got to take my shoes off for this stupid water I don't want.
Camera.
Like, once your shoes are off, like, now it's like a thing to leave once your shoes are off. And I walk in there, they pour me warm tap water, not to be unappreciative, but at that point, I'm already all the way back in the house. Like, come sit on the back porch and we'll chat a little bit. And I was like, oh my gosh. I ended up not being able to leave. I failed. I was there the whole time for like 2.5 hours. And I was like, well,
That's how the Olive Garden gets you. But instead of taking your shoes off, they give you those breadsticks, you know?
Yeah.
Those things, you can't leave once you've had a breadstick. I've tried, and they make you pay for the breadsticks. So you have to have a meal at that point.
I get no shoe homes, and I'm sure there's like 12% of the people listening are new no shoe homes. But if I don't know you and I don't even want to be there, like, don't also make me take my shoes off. Like,
they wash your feet.
I know, don't.
I just felt like I feel so naked without even in my house. I wear my shoes all the time. Like, I always have, like, I wear my slippers. I got my little slippers on, they're super warm. Or I wear shoes. Ugs. Like, I don't like walking around barefoot, so it's, like, super uncomfortable for me. And the whole time I'm just sitting
like
on the back porch,
it's
uncomfortable. My feet are a lot like
Frodo
Baggins.
You have to be a part of their delusion that their house is clean. And their house isn't clean.
Their house was
just
clean,
because you took
to
your
fair.
Shoes off. It's dirty as everybody else's house. There's poop on the floor, poop on the walls, poop on the ceilings.
I pooped
That's
on the
everybody's
floor.
House, verbatim. Every house I've ever been in has been like that.
I hate to break it to you, buddy, but not every house has poop on the ceiling.
No,
the
every house walls, I have been
yes,
to.
But this, I don't even want to
see my ceiling. Do you want to see my ceiling?
Okay, anyways, but there is a reselling tie-in, Kevin. I told them about what I did. I told him, you know, I do reselling, I do YouTube, and he said, oh, okay, well, let me talk about me for longer. And I said, okay, I'll talk about you for longer. And so basically we talked about him the whole time, but he never even asked my channel name. I feel like there'd be some curiosity, wouldn't there?
No, he doesn't. Like just, he doesn't want to watch your stuff.
No.
I felt like Kevin. Like, I felt like a bit like a diva. I was like, do you even know I'm ADHD Dave?
Dude,
I mean, come on. I know the Commonwealth picker.
Kevin just points to his fanny pack, and then
you
he
know,
has
the guy who shills.
Say who he is.
I knew NC Picker. The guy who used to shill Supply Hut. Remember him?
Yeah, NC Picker. Yeah, but ADH Dave would never.
ADH Dave has never shilled Supply Hut. I actually haven't mentioned it, mostly because I'm bad at shilling.
That's why North American Arbitrage.
Like 2 months.
North American Arbitrage won't do it either. American Arbitrage would do anything for money. North American Arbitrage.
Oh my gosh.
I honestly
American
didn't know
charge cards. You don't need a bubble wrap card. Yes.
Exactly. You don't bubble wrap cards.
But, okay,
you
so,
just throw
so
them
made
loose
me wonder.
In a package.
This made me wonder, like the whole reselling thing. In general, I've kind of always avoided telling people I do reselling, and I just tell them about my day job. Right? Because a lot of people, when you first meet them, they want to know what you do. Why is that the first thing everyone wants to know? What do you do? What do you do? Like, why are we so defined by our jobs?
It's an American
why does that
thing.
Matter? It's stupid. Like, screw what you do. I don't care. Like, just tell me who you are. I don't really care who you work for.
It's hard
anyways,
to do that. It's easier to compartmentalize
you
if they find out that you just sell garbage. That's easier.
Well, so, and then my point was, like, I've always just not even mentioned I was a reseller because a lot of people don't respect it. But, like, you kind of have to just own it, right? Do you just own it, Carrie? Because it's all you do.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
either that or I do nothing.
I
That's
own it
your
to
two
the
options.
Fact where I even, I'm constantly joking about how bad I am at it. Because it's funny, because nobody, yeah. you know,
not only
I don't
is
know.
It all I do, I'm not even good at it.
But it's, I think it's much more fun to poke fun at yourself than take yourself
We need
serious.
To change it.
I have
so
three
what
degrees. I don't need anybody to tell me
be?
I'm good at stuff. I've already been told by the University of Utah that I'm 3 degrees smart enough.
I'm 3 degrees good enough. Kevin, that's a really good question. What
Yet
should
you
the
weren't
topic
smart
of
enough
conversation
to vet
be?
The bubble wrap. I think it should be true. What kind of thermal printer do you use? Ask,
oh,
just ask
gosh.
Him, yeah.
He's got to shill something new.
I'm not shilling. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
no, I mean, I don't know. Like,
what happened to that solar powered toilet
what's
you were shilling?
That thing.
What
I
if,
love.
Like,
you
instead
can rip
of...
on it all you want. It is expensive. I will agree.
Did
with
you
Eric.
Hear Josh
he shilled
talk
that
about
too.
It?
It's expensive.
He did shill it. Did
I've
you hear us making fun of your
like
ad
20 times? I love it. It was a long, ridiculous ad.
Okay, good. He knows.
I'm long winded. That's all right. I sent it to you, and you told me that, and I still.
I told you that before you published it that it was long, and I couldn't make it through 3 minutes.
Ready for 9 minutes of
me
talking about this outside my
power.
3 minutes, dude.
Even that was like a conglomeration.
Yeah, it felt
like
9, though. That's not a good sign.
Decades. Right, that was like solar power from the future, plus he's using it to charge his chicken coop. Like, there was a lot,
no,
you know, multiple
there was
generations
no chicken
going
coop,
on.
I was it.
I'm sorry, I never got through it,
dead.
So I don't really
we
know what
discussed
you did.
This, haven't we?
This
all
isn't
of his
even,
chickens
you know,
are dead.
Bubblegate isn't the biggest, well, I don't know, maybe it is,
okay.
But it, you know what the biggest story is in reselling?
Death
it's,
Pile
it's,
Picker.
Did you see his short? Did you see his short that he put out? Or no, it was a long form. It was the video that I was in with the family.
With all the
stuff,
swearing?
I think. Oh, yeah. He swears. I have to, like,
was,
stay away from him.
Aggressive.
The camera. I'm like, dude, I got to edit this video.
You can't even pick what
it's
the
ridiculous.
Guy.
He did buy me a burrito, though. And we didn't. I missed one of
them. Suck
the
on that, Carrie. No burrito what? For you.
Oh, it's good.
Well,
because
he can't even afford a bean
Mike
burrito.
Mike did
Kevin's
give me a bunch
thrown
of food
at him.
Stuff, so.
He did. He's like, you want a burrito? I'm like, all right. He's like, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Just
burrito.
Taking a bite
like,
out of
all
the
right,
burrito.
Take it. Whatever.
Do you want a piece?
This, can I just say to all our listeners who are still here, we're going to get to that, but we've got to at least address this to anyone who's still here. You're slightly ADD if you're still here, because we are all over the place in this episode. Congratulations
about
on keeping
Kevin
up.
Sharing a burrito with a random reseller. Go ahead.
This is like the most ADD episode ever.
It was Go, big Kevin. Burrito.
We're gonna bring it back. We're gonna bring it back.
Complete. Anyway, C-size does up. Matter. I don't even know if I should say that. I'm gonna say it. He put it out. Nobody complained. But he's a nut. So whatever.
No one watched it. Of course, no one complained.
He's buying an Afghan. He's buying an Afghan. And he doesn't post many videos. This is on his channel. You should go check it out. And he's buying an Afghan from an old lady. An older lady. And he's like, what is... And he can't hear. Like, he's got trouble hearing. And the lady says, it's an African or whatever. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? And he asks again. He's like, I'm not from around here. Would you tell me what this blanket is called? And she says, it's an African. It's an Afghan. It's an African. I'm like, what in the world?
Interesting.
And he puts it on his video. I'm like, I don't know if I put that on my video. But he did. It was pretty funny.
So
Afghan.
Okay, so I have a question, and I totally forgot it.
I thought Carrie that was a funny story, and nobody
eyes.
Laughed. Well, I mean,
it wasn't
give
that
me a
funny.
Chuckle.
I'm trying to give you something, but it was like just not that
it's
funny.
It's just the way you told the story. Maybe
funny.
Maybe the way he told it would have been
it.
Funny.
Go watch his video. It's funny.
Yeah, maybe we'll watch the original delivery. It was a little bit more Bob Zane.
I know. I felt like I was watching Andy Griffith. Trying to do like Dave
That's
Chappelle
what I do when I process this stuff. I used to do. Oh no, I'm not going to bore you with another.
All
story.
I can think of is Fix It Felix. Can I tell you, Kevin? Before I threw you
made
off,
Kevin so
with
self-conscious.
Death Pile Picker. Before the Death Pile
I'm
Picker
tell a story
thing,
now.
Before the Death Pile Picker thing, you were actually getting to a useful point, and I cut you
yes.
off by saying Death
yes,
Pile Picker.
You did.
What were you saying? Let's bring it back.
I'm saying that there's no more first class shipping. There's going to be no more first class shipping.
What do you mean?
See, this is a test. You guys are, this is a reselling podcast with two resellers, and you don't even have any idea there's going to be no first class shipping.
I just learned how to use priority boxes, Kevin. Give me some time here.
You've ordered them.
What's a flat rate?
And boxes are going to be more important because it's going to be far cheaper to send things not priority, and you need your own box. So
I didn't see Rockstar Flipper say anything about
yeah.
First
if
class
if Rockstar Flipper hasn't talked about it, it hasn't.
Are you making this up?
Are you serious?
I'm seriously have not paid attention, Kevin.
I didn't watch one of Rockstar Flipper's latest videos, but based on the title and the thumbnail. I think robots are taking over eBay.
Robots, yes, they are.
Robots are going. I think robots are going to list and also delist. They're going to sell our stuff, ship our stuff, and we're just. What are we going
to
do with AI?
I don't even know how to delete myself off of this podcast. I don't even know how. Stop cam. I just found it. All right,
perfect.
So there's going to be no more first class. So there's first class is going away. As is parcel. I got to get these names right. Parcel select, parcel ground, retail ground. Parcel, retail ground, something like that. They're all going away. They're all going to be morphed into one thing, and it's called. I think I might have wrote this down somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You think you'd be prepared?
It's going
to
be called. Here
this.
It is, right here. UPS Ground Advantage is what it's called, and it's going to. There's going to be no change to the amount that you pay for. You know, for
UPS
for eight.
Ground or
why
US?
Does it matter?
USPS. USPS.
Okay.
So it matters because you're going to be able to ship things through the post office cheaper ground shipping than you ever have before. Think about
but
first
slower.
Class shipping
slower.
Really slower, but expanding to 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds. So think about first class shipping expanding to those things and going incrementally up. So if you know how you try to package something and it's like 15.9 ounces and you're like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
if
don't
it's
do that.
Six if it's over a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I just always write about. I just always write 15 ounces, even if it's over a pound, and I just see what happens.
There are people
you guys
who
are
do
still
that.
Shipping your stuff when it sells? Come on.
Yes. Me and my wife. Anyway. So it's not going to – that 15.9, 16 ounces isn't going to be the end of the world anymore if you're still going to be able to ship it. Now you got to use your own box, of course, but you can't use party mail box. But I think it's going to be
that
a
market
huge
cornered
shift.
Already.
I think it's going to be a big shift. This is good news. I don't know where it'll end up 5 years from now, but USPS like a year ago was like, we don't really want to ship
your
stuff.
5 years from now,
Whatnot's
going to own everything. Whatnot is going to be the only thing available. If we're talking 5 years from now, that's without a doubt.
No.
I think everyone
However,
will agree.
You actually, hold on. Do you actually
tomorrow
believe
night,
that?
7 p.m.
Are you making a joke? Do you actually believe
no,
that?
No, Whatnot is taking over. Whatnot is taking over.
Dude, you see there's
Kevin,
YouTube.
Kevin keeps
YouTube
telling me this. He keeps
that?
Texting that to me. He's like, Whatnot's taken over, Carrie. It's
that
changed my business
what
so
I've
much.
Said.
Whatnot is the truth.
I've he's done two that. Shows.
I'm just
but there's
joking.
One tomorrow night if you want to check it out.
Go check it out.
Tomorrow night is in Wednesday?
Yes.
Go check out his show, octopus.
This is a big deal, and you don't even care. This your resellers. You
your
don't
Whatnot
even care.
Auction? I care about your Whatnot auction. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah,
great.
Gosh,
Wednesday
we care
night.
About
we
your
got
Whatnot
the freaking
auction,
message.
Kevin.
All right,
gosh,
I'm going to do a show.
Go buy
Kevin has a
Whatnot
auction.
Episode.
Why don't you guys go to it?
My episode is now going to be about, what did I call it, USPS? You want to hear something funny? Carrie will appreciate this.
Dude, you know what? Since I don't work off a script, I can release it on Monday. Suck out
yeah,
me.
I'm releasing one right now. It's going to be terrible.
You're
going to
go
nobody's
do all
match.
Your research
USPS
and put it. I have
no,
a
no,
video.
I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I always do, and I'm going to say.
Monday coming out.
I'm going to say I don't really know what it is, but Kevin told me about it. You should probably watch his video. But I'll get the that. Thumbnail and title first.
I'm sure there's been 10 videos, 15 videos done about it already. This was
yeah,
I
coming
this was,
soon.
I almost
USPS
did one before I left for my vacation and still come back and you don't even know what it is.
Dude, you know what's crazy though is while we were recording this, Nashville Flipper did 3 videos about it.
Didn't Shed Boom. Flips already do it as well?
USPS Ground Advantage. There we go. Starting July 2023, an affordable, reliable way for you to ship your packages up to 70 pounds in 2 to 5 business days. It's a combination of USPS Retail Ground First Class Package. Wow, Kevin didn't tell me any of this. Huh.
Yeah, this
I
is
told
actually,
you all
this
of
is
it.
Actually interesting the way you're saying it.
Yeah, Kevin no. didn't say anything like this.
Do you know what the do you know that the, you know what the PRC show. Is? Carrie probably knows what the PRC is. Dave,
the People's Republic of China.
Republic
wow,
of China.
That's very good. So that's China, China, as opposed to the Republic of China, which is actually Taiwan. But it's
Taiwan,
also
yeah,
the Postal Regulating
I've been to China,
Commission.
Kevin.
I think it's interesting that the Postal Regulating Commission is named PRC, and it's. Well,
I mean, that's to be fair, not super interesting. Well, but
Kevin's
yes.
getting political again.
Kevin getting political.
Subscribe
to PRC.
Carrie, you know what?
Put on
you
your,
really
put on your tinfoil caps, guys.
And this is important, Carrie. From what I can now see, because I'm paying attention finally, Josh Gibbs over at the Disgruntled Octopus needs some yes. motivation. And not only does he need some motivation, he needs completely different motivation than Matt's Profit Pursuit, and he needs 60 seconds of it starting now.
Oh, did he buy it too?
Disgruntled Octopus. Yes, he did. Disgruntled
no, he did
Octopus
not.
Wants... Yes, he did.
This is destroying
did he really?
This terrible podcast.
Okay, Disgruntled Octopus, listen to me. Listen to me. First off, as an octopus... You are one of the smartest sentient beings in all of the universe. We all know this. So use your traits
and
your skills that are inherent and use them to your benefit, okay? It's all about applying yourself. Yes, he is. And that's maybe the pain of what you felt in life is what can propel you forward, okay? I watched American Idol the other day. And let me tell you what. Okay,
propel,
when you hear
really
the notes, the
drink.
Notes, Kevin, keep it down. When you hear the notes of life, the notes of life ringing in your ear, pure and true, that will push you forward to whatever your goal is. Do you want to sell $1.50 card and make 40 cents profit? You can't. I have that market cornered. I own that market. And if you come on my turf, I will destroy you. I will destroy you. I will destroy you and everyone who tries. So $1.50 cards, that's my thing. Go $1.55, that's okay. But $1.50 cards, that's my turf. And if you try,
okay.
Dave.
All right, listen.
If
you're
you
getting
try,
aggressive. You're getting aggressive.
I just wanted to let him know. If you try.
He can fit through your keyhole, Carrie.
He can.
How is this not
a cameo? We talked about this, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, this is
why
basically
are we talking
a cameo.
About it again?
Yeah, why aren't we on Cameo? That's a
speaking
great question.
Speaking of a cameo, somebody sent me a
who
message.
Should have
like,
a cameo.
Oh, I thought
just
you were
never,
on Cameo.
Never sell
they heard
anything.
That episode where we joked about Cameo forever ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember joking about
yeah,
Cameo?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna
and
create an
somebody
account
sent
right
me a message, said that it was their wife's birthday.
One. You have to say
and
what
they
I say though.
Me to do a message, and I'm in Walmart buying something. I don't know. I was getting my tires changed or something, and I'm like, I'm not on Cameo, and I just. Recorded something and sent it to him real quick. Didn't charge him anything,
wow.
despite what these
dude,
people.
Dude, you did it for free. You're
you.
A good guy.
Wow.
Okay, so
I
this is a great idea. My newest hyper focus will be getting the Trash to Cash Cameo up and running. So that's my latest.
We should do it. I bet you we'll have some. We should make money from this podcast
I
in the stupidest ways possible.
Why is this funny now?
I don't
well,
know
because now
well, apparently we
now,
already have.
Because now the supply hut money's about to dry up. We need to do something.
Yeah, we are losing that sweet, sweet supply hut money. They're bulldozing the shed this next week.
To be fair, all the supply hut money went on red in Vegas anyway, so it's
gone. That is true. That supply hut money was gone before we received it.
Okay, so we've got a couple of questions over on the Patreon, guys. Pearls from the Past said, way back when I was just a little bitty boy, my dear, sweet mother tied me to the wall and stuck a funnel in my mouth and force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old. That's why I hate sauerkraut. I guess my question is, what are your thoughts on sauerkraut?
What are you talking about, dude?
They write it and I read it like a robot. That's just how the
Patreon
works.
What was the last part, though? I missed it.
Do you like sauerkraut?
I like sauerkraut. It's good.
I've never had it.
Have you guys ever had currywurst before? Curry bratwurst? It's a Berlin staple. It's very good. You should all try it.
Brian Big and Fun. So this is funny. Brian Big and Fun, who's like, he's like a fair weather fan, I'd say, because last week he said he refused to watch it because Kevin wasn't there. So, like, my respect for him has declined a little bit.
No, I lost all respect for him.
He is kind
and
generous.
Yeah, and I had very little
to
give.
No, listen. This is Kevin. This is where we're going to turn you against him. He asked a question that we literally did a whole episode about, asking about AI and how it can affect reselling and blah, blah, blah. We literally did a whole episode where we titled it that. We talked about it.
He's just trolling you is all he's doing.
No, he's not. He's not watching the show anymore.
Speaking of that,
he's the guy that would have...
I didn't get to go to yard sales today. I was so disappointed.
Sucks for you.
It was recording on Saturday. Dave didn't go either. You had your
I did go. I brought Callie with me. Today's Callie's birthday, and I brought her with me.
Anyway, did you see the Discord, the fines in the Discord today? I was so heartbroken with all
those. Dude,
Did you see that?
Oh, I want
Mad
to show
Balls
it.
Football,
ahead,
I found.
That was cool. I did. If you got that on the Discord area. Carrie did get in the Discord. When the news broke of Bubblegate, he wanted to rip on me in the Discord. So he finally made an appearance. So there's one benefit for all this.
Yeah, he finally showed up. Okay, so I'm going to show you this.
In the Discord, too?
I found a lamp.
That was a different Discord, I think.
I found a lamp.
That was.
Okay, and this lamp, I don't
Why
know
are you
what
buying
it's worth.
That, Dave? Stop it.
Dude,
I bought
because of how cool
day.
It is. Because of how, okay, and so first of all, you can tell it's old.
That's
tell it's old because
it's
got like the old plug type, right? But check out the front of this freaking
lamp.
Probably
it is
the coolest lamp. Look at that.
Look at that. Is
that
there is a
0%
chance you get
Beethoven.
That to the person safely. There
is
no
Beethoven,
chance you'll get that.
Like engraved, the guy said it's from 1930. It's a 1930.
I know, that's why you can't post it and ship it because it will break.
That's
Kevin, wouldn't you buy that if you saw it for $30?
How much?
30.
No,
that's
probably
so cool.
Yeah. I mean,
it
I might
so
actually
cool.
do a Google.
I actually
on
might
that
buy
one.
That for 30 even. That is
I bought
cool.
it's
a
really
lamp
neat.
And a lampshade last week.
Dude, it's about to fall over, dude.
That came with the lampshade. That came
making
that
me
came
nervous
with
the whole episode.
That came with the original lampshade as well. So I mean, I just thought that was too cool to leave.
There's
I have no
zero,
idea.
I
close,
already
but.
See the episode where you broke the lamp.
I broke this $10,000 lamp. Like that would be a cool thing to bring to like Antiques Roadshow.
There's nothing out there.
I don't see anything like it out there. You guys tell me in the comments if you can figure it out.
I'll give you $40, but you got the hand deliver.
I say
$500. It could be. Why not?
Hey,
like, where else are you going to find that?
I want to get to this because you made a purchase on Whatnot and bragged about flipping it the other day.
I was pretty excited
about that,
yeah.
And Carrie, of course. I know, but Carrie approved of it when he said just weeks ago that he would never pay $200 to sell an item for like $550, and then you post it, and he's like, oh, dude, you
did
so
exactly
good.
That. Yeah.
That's a
huge well, he didn't
flip.
Say I did
Why
so good. He just said, that. Cool, man.
I just said nice, bro. I was trying to... Do you remember those days when I would post something and you said something nice to me, Kevin? Those were the days. Yeah. The salad
back
days.
When you had a heart.
I don't feel you're on as much, Carrie. I feel like you're gone. I feel like you're actually working or buying $13
packs
of cards.
He just has a new group of friends. He has a new group of friends now, the card friends. Carrie's going to get so big in the card world that he just kind of leaves us behind.
As a card bro.
You know this is what's going to happen. He's going to become a card bro.
No.
Well, I'm not doing
it. You guys are so much... You guys always have, like, important stuff to say, and then I come in and, like, I feel like I can't contribute because you guys have all these important YouTube discussions, and I come in and go...
about your lack of contribution.
Upside down blue, and then you guys are like, what are you talking about?
Hey, speaking of your post today, Biscuit Butt, Archie sent me a message. He's like, I think this is a little bit too Rockstar Flipper-ish because you did a post from inside, like your pool area.
Well, I was trying to sell. I wanted people to get like a premium feeling. Like if you buy the ADH Dave stickers,
so you went by the
kinda,
Lamborghini.
You're well to do. You'll probably own a Lambo eventually if you buy this.
Yeah, you got to have the door of your van open.
Yeah,
but like.
Yeah.
Like the DeLorean style.
The van. Yes. That is a sweet van you have, I have to tell you. That is awesome.
It is making so many noises now. It's like,
my
it's
car's
like the clunk mobile. Like I roll up and it's like.
Oh,
but
yeah, you know mine too. I got a Honda Civic. I've got another 5 years of my Honda Civic.
Carrie's Civic is good because like it's got AC, but he refuses to turn it on. Because,
are you actually
going to
get it?
Because we don't
want to
blow the engine.
Literally,
we got to milk this. That's a $2,000 car. We're not going to waste it.
Are you going to drive to FlipCon or fly to FlipCon?
FlipCon, we're driving, but we're going to fly to reseller rally. Yeah,
you're going to drive that car. Okay,
you're
going to
leave
six days before the event.
Yeah.
It's finally time to actually talk about some interesting things in the reseller world. First off, the 301 sale. The 301 sale, if anyone's going to be there, me and Kevin are going to be there tearing it up. Kevin specifically said do not approach him at sales. I disagree.
Yes.
I think you can approach
Kevin
us.
Kevin is a bit of a diva. He does have mace
Kevin
and
said,
he uses it.
I will be handing
Kevin out
bubble
Kevin said
bucks
he has a hole in the back of his Commonwealth Picker fanny pack. And if you reach into his fanny
pack. All right. That's the moment we got canceled, folks. Have a good one. It's been a good run.
Oh, I'm still here. Hi, guys.
Hey, Kevin's laughing. He thinks we can't hear his acceptance of that. He thinks it's funny. He doesn't want to admit it, but he thinks it's
acceptance?
Funny.
Acceptance? Is that really the appropriate way to say that?
Just reach into
I don't know.
Okay, anyways, but yeah, we'll be there, guys. We'll be there. And I've convinced Kevin. Now, is Steve going to be driving us around? Or your dad? Who's going to be driving
us? I told Steve I would never go with him again if he keeps wearing the braided leather belt he's had since we were like eight.
But he was rocking an NC Picker shirt, I saw, while
he
was out there.
He had an NC Picker shirt. Yeah. Oh, you watched
which, by the way, all sold out. All sold out. They are out of existence. They're hard to find, limited
They're
print,
They're being graded
et cetera, et cetera.
By VGS.
Yeah, grade them up.
There's nothing more I love than getting in a Pontiac Trans Am Firebird with
Uncle
Steve and his
got money, y'all. He's got
REO
like
Speedwagon shirt and just going.
He's going to be driving his convertible. I'm not going with him. Dave, you can come with me, but you have to drive.
Okay, that's fine. I know the area.
How about I go and I'll drive?
Okay,
we'll all
listen,
have a good time.
I'll drive, Kevin, but you got to tell me where to stop because I am bad at that crap. I am bad at figuring out where to stop. We'll be stopping at tent villages the whole time if I'm driving. Now, last year, maybe we can find it again. Actually, we should make it a mission of ours to find this place. Last year, maybe 2 years ago when I went, it was 2 years ago, there was this guy in one of the little side neighborhoods smoking some ribs, and they were delicious, and he was selling them. In his little community sale, he was selling these smoked ribs and baked beans, and they were delicious. So let's try to.
All
that's
right.
going to be my
you
number
have
one goal.
Any idea where it was at? We're gonna go it's
in between
be
in between
good.
Dunn and Smithfield somewhere. I don't know where.
Smithfield smoking meat, amazing.
Yeah, dude, Smithfield's barbecue is good in North Carolina. Yeah. All my NC people are hitting that thumbs up button. Okay,
NC.
So
you betrayed them.
Yes, I did do a flip.
You did
betray
them.
I was on my way to Busch Gardens, and I was kind of stressed, and I was stress spending, because that's what I do. Instead of drugs or alcohol, I spend, right? That's my drug, is buying crap. It's really quite consumerist of me. And it's, you know, where a lot of my customers do, too. But I found this guy in Canada, that's the word, doing a whatnot auction, selling some really nice, like, Dragon Ball figures and pretty rare stuff. And I was like, dang. And his prices were good. But the first item you needed to buy from him, the shipping was like $65 because it was from Canada, right?
Just like I get bored with your story. Am I allowed to get bored?
I guess.
Or is that just
I guess. Okay.
That way?
So let me go faster. I decided to buy something with the $65 shipping, and then it made all the future shipping much cheaper. And that way, I got a bunch of really good deals because no one was bidding against me because no one else wanted to pay to ship from Canada. And I think I spent like $600 in his auction, and I bought like. You know, seven, I think, really, five, six really good figures. And I sold one for $550 this weekend. So I've almost got all my money back for all of them.
Way better than the rally routes do.
Yes, definitely. Because I think I'll probably I don't know, probably earn like $800 off it at least. You know, in profit.
Oh, in profit. That's not bad.
In profit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it'll be good. Sorry, Carrie. Wake up. Wake up, Carrie.
No, I mean, it's just that was really boring.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to go jump off this desk. It won't hurt that bad. It's only about 3 feet up. So I should be okay. I just wanted to let you know I'm jumping off it later tonight. Okay. So another question from Flippin' Lucky. Are Carrie and Kevin worried about Dave turning into Paul Philly Flipper? I only ask because Dave's recent haircut and last picker video where he cut in and talked to the viewers. It seemed too scripted and monotone to be Dave. Dave, don't be mad. You're still my fave. I liked how that rhymed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, are you guys scared? Am I turning into Philly Flipper?
You need a foot and a half, at least.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you know,
a better reseller.
I got a lot of things to say and none of which I'm going to say. Yes, I'm worried about it.
Wow, I feel like you're being a little aggressive towards me, Care Bear, and I just want you to calm down. Save 5% off of bubble wrap from SupplyHut.com.
Exactly, guys. Trash to cash with the number 2. Go ahead.
Don't buy it.
Let's have the biggest day of sales on Supply Hut ever.
Well, listen, I read that question. Listen, first of all, there's no way that... Kevin, did you watch my latest videos at all? You didn't. He said he would, but he didn't.
I don't watch them because they're... Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I'm just going
to
sit here.
It's just, how many people do I need to see going to garage sales buying the same stuff over and over again? Seriously, there's enough
of us. That's not true. No. Most people aren't doing videos where they're buying Beanie Babies and VHS. I'm the only one. I'm the only one pretending you can make a profit doing
almost
that.
Almost exclusively. I'm just getting, I mean, people like to watch them. I'm not a big fan of garage sale videos, honestly. They're just, I already know everything there is to be known about garage sale flipping.
They're still fun. But anyways,
for waking up on time.
I am going to this flea market on Monday. On Monday, I'm going to the Webster Flea Market. I've let the cat out of the bag to my like whatnot people, my YouTube people. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people going that know I'm going to be there, and it's going to be mostly just like distracting. But we'll see how it goes.
You know what's the worst?
Famous.
You're going down the different rows at Webster, and you're just fuming, pissed off because nobody has approached you or asked if you're ADHD.
I'm gonna be there.
I want to see the videotape. I want to see people like not recognize.
Well, okay, so now I have a question. I have a question because I know. Okay, now there's a couple people that are gonna be there. Faya Benda is gonna be there. Armin, my friend Faya Benda.
Oh man.
Rod Pickin' and Punchin' is gonna be there. Paul Philly Flipper is gonna be there. We're all gonna be there. Now I know Armin is gonna go off and do his own thing because he is like a T-shirt bro. No offense, but he's a t-shirt bro. Like, he just likes shopping for t-shirts. He's good at it. That's what he wants to buy, and he does not want to share them. He doesn't want to share them at all. So I feel like he's going to go off and do his own thing. But, like, if I roll up to, like, a table full of sealed VHS, Kev, with Rod, am I, like, required to let him get them all?
Yes.
Or am I allowed to take some, too?
No. Because
he's a collector.
I will tell you this. Rod is one of, you know, I love you guys, but, man, I had a blast with Rod. He was terrific.
He was fun to pick
with.
Yeah.
Kind, generous, nice guy. I mean, it was a good time. I picked for 2 days with him, and I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Yeah,
man.
But like with Philly Flipper, like, do I have to give him all the C9 light bulbs?
Paul
like all
sucks up everything like a vacuum cleaner. Like,
I know. He's like, he buys everything, so I don't know.
Well, not as much anymore, so. Yeah. You buy a lot. Don't act like you don't buy a lot, Dave. You buy a lot.
No, I buy a lot, but it's usually the trash. So, like, you know, they don't have to worry too much. So, like, Dave, crappy Disney Black Diamonds over here.
That's not true. I picked with you, dude. I'm like, you did very well.
We got another negative review on iTunes, which is really exciting for me. This is a big day. I now save the negative reviews for the end because even though Carrie pretends it doesn't hurt him, you can see him die a little inside.
Because
I had to delete a comment before Carrie saw it. We don't delete too many comments.
Really? What was it? Let's see.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember what it was, but I'm like, Carrie is really not going to like this comment. I probably should get rid of it. Oh, they were trashy. They were just totally ripping you because you were interrupting Harry Tornado.
Oh,
I mean, this just
to be fair, I was interrupting.
Disrespectful. And
well,
so I'm like, have you never watched this podcast?
Harry Tornado did deserve it, though. I mean,
people are forgetting the fact that he is Harry Tornado and deserves no respect.
Someone gave me props for pulling down the illusion of his fake videos or something. And I'm like, did I do that during the show? I don't remember pulling down the illusion.
Yeah.
Our podcast is so subversive that it goes all the way back around and it's actually not subversive at all. That's what's beautiful about our podcast.
We
could be subversive, but yet still shill everything that everybody else chills. It's beautiful. And it was planned.
I think that they meant like when I was telling Josh to stop, and this is weird. It surprised me, Josh, if you're listening this far into the show that you do this. I don't know if you heard this, Kevin, but he like re-puts on the same t-shirt the next day for continuity. Yeah. And I was like,
did you see?
Weird.
I commented
like, that's not
on
that
it.
Relatable.
I do the opposite. I change shirts during the day. Because, like, when I went on vacation, I filmed on Thursday two videos. I had like 30 some sale. I'm like, I'm just going to film two. And then I have an extra video when I'm on vacation. And so I filmed two different videos. I changed my hat, I changed my shirt, and filmed the second video. But it was actually the same day. So it's opposite.
That's why that other one felt like off. The second one that you did.
You did wrong.
Felt off. Kevin, like, this has got to be the same day.
Was part of that like your hyperhidrosis, though? The constant need to sweat? Is. It's where you can't stop sweating. You're like the sweatiest, smelliest man I've ever met. No. And so you're just changing your t-shirt because you're so drenched with sweat. Meet Kevin, guys, Very he's sweat. Like got sweat dripping down his nose, his face, his beard.
It's like a constant wet t-shirt competition. Kevin's entering.
Hyperhidrosis. Oh, Carrie's mic broke. Carrie's mic broke. You can always tell when Carrie's mic breaks. Okay, so here's the negative review. The negative review. And listen, based on today's podcast, we totally deserve this negative review. And again, those of you who are still listening, you're the real MVPs.
Unsubscribe.
Okay, so this review was ugh. And I love that the guy's username is, the guy's username is Nice Guy. Okay, so Nice Guy said, ugh, tried listening to a couple episodes, 90% rambling nonsense, 10% reselling content. I mean, that sounds like 5 stars. That's exactly fair. What we're going for. That's exactly what we're going for.
Chris Hall Design, a comment on the video, says, holy cow, I wish Dave would let people talk.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I think I responded to that, didn't I?
And Harry Tornado replied to it, I hear he eats the cob.
That's true. Yeah, I do eat the cob when I'm done.
He was a little inappropriate, don't you think, for someone of his stature?
He's a little
bit. It was highly inappropriate.
Yeah, he should probably be just kicked out of the show.
Hashtag.
Yeah. That's why he's not
tornado.
Here this week. Gosh, don't start a hashtag. That'll catch like fire. It's too good. Okay, so we got a positive review too. So again, May 15th, Wildcat Mounts? Wildcat-a-mounts?
Is that a taxidermy place?
Catamounts.
Could be. Much like picking at the bins. This podcast is a lot like picking at the Goodwill bins. Somewhat scary, you anticipate bad odors, and it might take 90 minutes until you find something worthwhile. But we found some grails and heaters of knowledge interspersed throughout the pod to help our whatnot and eBay sales. Carrie took a big heater this morning. Don told me
you haven't given anything.
Upper Decker, because I like to share. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's talk about our eBay sales, guys. This is a reselling podcast. Carrie, what was your best sale of the week?
On eBay?
Carrie doesn't know.
Why you start with
I'm
me?
Not
I'm
gonna
not
do,
prepared.
Okay, I'll start with me. It's definitely not... It's the action figure that I sold for $540, but I've been selling a crazy amount of golf clubs. Like, Kevin, I did a show where, like, every sale was golf clubs. Golf club, golf club. And they're, like, $100, $80, $60. Like, they were good sales. So that was kind of my best thing.
And you don't know, apparently, I did watch your video, what the difference between a putter and an iron or any of it. You have no idea. You don't know what a putter is. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what a putter is. I played putt-putt, though. Usually they're the ones that have, like, green ends.
Well, that should tell you. What a
or
putter
blue
is.
Ends or pink ends.
I sold a pair of shoes for $65. Nike.
Oh, I got a good one. Better than that. Way better than that.
Whoa.
Family got Peter figure for $40 plus shipping.
Yeah, that also sucks compared to what I got.
What did you get, Carrie?
Dude, look
building
at this.
Building it up.
I was selling like 20 or 30 cards a day. You know, no big deal. But beyond that, I sold this for $160, guys. Well, actually, we took an offer, so it was less. But it was like 100-something. I sold this
like
cool Duran Duran lot. It was like a bag and a headband and a wallet. We got that at the bins, and we sold it. No, it was 200. We sold it for $160.
We
picked it up at
the
bins like
we
6 months
Who
ago.
Found it?
It did sit
Who
for a while.
It? Who found it?
Does it matter? I mean, are we? Listen, you guys are married.
Don doesn't listen. You could have claimed it.
Or Blue Ridge Mama. We got to call her legally Blue Ridge Mama.
Did you sell any of Tina's cousin's cards? Did you sell any of her cousin's cards?
No, I'm collecting them. I was going to. Do you want me to send some to you?
No, I don't care. Tina's cousin is like a big deal, I guess, now. I forgot his name already, but Kevin knows.
I think it's Patrick Bailey of the San Francisco Giants.
Catcher.
Yeah. I don't understand how you have a card from him in 2020, though, when he, like, this is supposed to be his first season. I'm confused by that.
Oh, you got to learn sports cards. This is a prospect Bowman card when he was in the minors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He was in the minors, yeah.
It's like Kevin has one of those, but Kevin's was like in one of those tobacco, you know, back when they used to make cigarettes with uranium or whatever in the package. It was like a little Piedmont, little black and white picture one. That was Kevin's.
Here's a little fun Florida fact, speaking of related to famous people. Yeah, this will be fun. Kevin, who's the most famous person you're related to? Oof. Other than you, of course. I mean, in your
mama. Little, other than Blue Ridge Mama.
Turner.
Not in your direct household. Not in your direct household.
Bubba's girlfriend. I don't know.
Mine is like a Florida fame only, I think. I don't know. Maybe some other states, too.
Going back.
I got a decent one. I actually have a decent one.
Oh, yeah. Carrie, who's yours?
I've told you about this before. My cousin...
You haven't told the podcast.
...is Michael Daughtry. And he wrote the new Godzilla movie. He wrote X-Men, one of the X-Men. He's a director. Trick or Treat
was the one that I remember.
I think he directed Trick or Treat. I have never met him in my life. He is my dad's older sister's grandson. So second cousin?
My dad's older sister's grandson. Yeah, second cousin, that sounds like.
Yeah, second cousin. But yeah, one of these days I'm going to get us like some sort of deal with Hollywood. Actually,
well, no, Kev, we're talking about living. We're talking about living, and then we can talk about dead.
Okay,
because I have a dead.
So I got one,
too.
But I don't know his name. That's terrible, but it's true. So he's Cuban, though, Dave. Right, you might know this. There's a Cuban guy down there.
Fidel Castro?
No. Well, he's not.
Someone put in the comments that I look like a young Fidel Castro.
I only know Fidel Castro and Scarface. That's the only Cubans I know.
Yeah. I'm going to have to find his name. He does a show on PBS, I think it is, about traveling.
LeVar Burton?
So I've decided that the most famous one, and really I think it's only going to mean stuff to maybe like the lower east coast of America, is if you've ever seen the lawyer signs, Morgan and Morgan. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I don't even think they get up to Virginia, but all the Florida people just said Morgan and Morgan. John Morgan's wife is my mom's cousin, so I'm related to Morgan and Morgan.
Name drop.
And also, I found out that Callie went to this like place called Wonderworks, which is like a little kid museum in Orlando. Apparently, he owns it. And I can get free tickets there whenever I want. That's all I get out of this relationship, and I've never met the guy.
Anywhere in Florida, if the Bar Association is having a luncheon, you and your family can get in for free, is what you're telling us.
Yes, pretty much, yes. I basically, have you ever seen Suits? You know that show where he pretends he's a lawyer? And then, like, that was called Suits,
Doogie Howser, M.D.?
Yeah, and so basically I am a lawyer is what I'm saying. And Kevin, who is, did you figure out your
I don't know, I can't figure it out.
What about the dead relative? Who's your famous dead relative?
It's not even worth saying, and nobody knows who
it is. I want to know, I want to Google it.
Uh-oh, somebody did something bad in the past, who is it?
I knew her as Aunt Gladys. She wrote a book, and she was on, she like was a host of the Tonight Show one time forever and a million years ago when Johnny Carson wasn't there. She was funny. I don't even know her last name.
I don't know if you'll have heard. Oh, Shoemaker. I don't know if you'll have heard of my lady. Maybe you will because you're a teacher. Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Of course.
The writer of Uncle Tom's Cabin. I'm related to her on my dad's mother's side. So that's mine. Carrie? We're out of things to talk about.
I'm also related to the Spencer, which is Princess Diana.
Spencer's Gifts?
Yeah, and the people who founded Spencer's Gifts also. That's the... I don't like to focus on the Diana, Princess of Wales or whatever. I like to focus on the Spencer's Gift aspect of my heritage, yes. That place
Kevin
is cool, Kevin. You'd love it. You should go there.
Okay.
Harold Tornado asked a question in the Patreon. He said, would you rather do 50 push-ups or 50 listings?
Oh, my gosh. Would
Let's
I rather?
Be fair,
I actually
I'm not
like
capable
doing
of doing either.
Listings, I like it.
I think 50 push-ups would be way faster.
Relaxing.
50 push-ups is like 2 minutes.
Three at a time, Dave.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, it would be faster than 50 listings, for sure, by a long shot. But what do you get out of it? Like a sexy body? That's nothing for me. I'm already
get one of those Kevin bots.
Yes, but you're on your whatnot talking about who your wife thinks is good looking, and she's just reeling them off. She just tell you. She's just straight up.
Yeah, no, well, she had to pick... You know? Who were the options she had to pick? She had to pick between it was John Cena and the guy from Magic Mike. Who's the guy from Magic Mike, Carrie?
I haven't watched Magic Mike.
Gosh, Seth Rogen?
Why are you watching Magic Mike?
It's Channing Tatum.
It's Channing Tatum.
Yes. So Carrie, who do you pick? Because she picked Channing.
Oh, Channing Tatum. Every day of
way
the week and
twice
on
John
Thursday.
Cena. Yeah. John Cena looks like Ernest P. Worrell. This is what we were talking
about. He does. He looks like buff Ernest. He does.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
I've got
Kevin
kind of
looks like
this
Ernest. That kind of looks like Kevin with his shirt off.
Aren't you supposed to ship
Dude,
that thing
this
already?
This is Kevin. No, I just did the auction Friday night, and it's Saturday. It's been
Kevin
one day.
Kevin does have
they
an aggressive amount.
Saturdays.
He has aggressively more nipples,
Mondays.
Though, than that.
Yeah, it's not shipping out until Tuesday. That's a good point. Yeah,
I gotta miss it. Okay. So I'm on eBay, okay, and I've got my vacation mode on. Somebody buys it like on a Wednesday, and they send me a message today. Why hasn't this shipped yet? And I'm like, it's on vacation mode. Do you ever get that? Like
well,
the alert,
I find
it says
that,
it right
so
there in the
is,
listing.
I still believe that if you send an offer or accept an offer, they don't get notified of vacation mode. And also eBay screws it up and makes the due date wrong. So like if you send an offer and accept an offer, it has the early due date before you get back from vacation. That's burned
but
me like six
neither.
Times. So I never
either.
Send
and
or accept offers.
And it shows
offers.
That the shipping date is the day after the holiday. It shows it right there on the thing. So
did clearly. You try turning it off and back on again?
Turning what back? I didn't need to. They didn't see the message. That's my point.
Listen, half the people that used to watch the IT Crowd just laughed, okay? I was doing a quote from a TV show.
Yeah, I was thinking it was
Carrie's
like a
eating a bag. Carrie's eating a bag of Lay's chips or something over there. I don't know what that was all about.
What?
He looks irate. Guys, I did get some positive feedback on eBay this week.
Good one.
I got one positive feedback, so that was pretty cool.
Awesome. That should outweigh all
the
negative.
Did you get any positive feedback? We always focus on the negative. Like, we never talk about the positive.
I'll read you my last positive feedback.
I tried
to
with
that?
USPS That's shipping. That's positive. This is great news for resellers.
I don't think it's positive. I think it's going to be a bad thing. I think it's going to be a bad thing.
It's not going to be.
I think it's going to be bad as well.
I think it's
going to
start off. It's the Walmart syndrome.
Okay.
It's going to start off affordable, and then it's going to jack up the prices, and you'll never see $5 shipping again.
Go back 5 months, and UPS was like, all right, this is it, and, you know, and now it's all of a sudden it's affordable. And now you've seen priority mail drop for closer items, and now you're seeing – I mean, I don't know if it's because gas prices are going down or if USPS woke up and said, hey, well, we're pointless unless we start actually being competitive with items over 2 pounds.
Okay, so here's a reselling thing that happened this week. So I sold a plush Scooby-Doo, and it was massive, enormous and massive. And in my opinion, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just squish it down and put it in a box.
Scooby-Doo's are hard to do that
way. This is a part of the show where everyone starts hating me. But I'm owning all my flaws. This Scooby was kind of stiff, like carnival plush kind of stiff, right?
Like I said,
Yeah, and so like the bending thing wasn't really working that well.
Put it in a big bag.
Haven't heard that before.
We were no, he has not. Okay, so how do I word this? I'm gonna word it the honest way. It would not bend, so I bent it anyways. And I forced it into that 12x12x8.
I once went to the ER because of that.
And listen, there's like at least a 50-50 chance that this thing's neck is irrevocably broken by the time the customer gets it. And I'm just like, I'm probably refunding this. When they get this, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be refunding it, but maybe not.
I love how
it
you
might
like...
just pop back up and not be broken. We'll see. I'm a little concerned about it, though.
I love just...
It was either that or it was $44 to ship, and I sold it $29.99 free shipping. This is the problem with free shipping, folks.
No, this is the problem with not knowing how big the items are.
It's true.
Okay, so anyways, Carrie, you were saying something about how you bent it and broke it? What was that?
Yeah, no, I once went to the ER because of that. Yeah, when, if it's not bending, you don't want to press the matter.
You don't want to force it.
Yeah, you don't want to force it.
So we'll break.
I did. I've done this too, Dave. I'll admit.
Had to wear a cast for 6 months, Dave. It wasn't fun.
Had a Santa.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Like it was one of those that's not very flexible. It's like Patrick.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick Star.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And, yeah. Do your Patrick Star impression.
It was like, you know how sometimes you get like 2-inch differences is going to be like $50 difference in shipping.
Yeah, that's
like,
what it was happening.
Got to figure this thing out, and it was tough. I finally did get it done, but you can get a big giant black trash bag.
No, but I put its raw measurements in, and because it was so big, even if I just hid it in a trash bag, it was going to be like $40 to ship it. It was going to be $40 regardless. So I had to bend him like 28. He was like 22 inches, and I needed him
was
to
it
be
really
like 12
22
inches.
Inches.
That's far
it
too
was
big.
A full 40% 12 to 22 inches.
That's a big difference, by the way. That's 1 to 2 feet. You should know. That's not close.
I feel like we've fielded this question over from Finding Keepers Resales, Tony. He said, if Trash to Cash the movie was ever made, what actors would you want to play you? I feel like we might have...
Woody Harrelson.
You want Woody Harrelson to play you?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Carrie?
Cate Blanchett.
Mine's easy. I thought you were going to say the one who says, like...
she was in the Bob Dylan movie, and I liked the Bob Dylan movie.
Crying feels good in a place like... Amazing. Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Oh, Nicole Kidman?
What is that actress name? I thought you were going to say Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
that
would have been
a good one,
too.
Obviously, Cate Blanchett can't play you well.
Well, when I was a kid, and I'm sure most of you can see this, when I was a kid, people told me I looked like... What was it? Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, let's get Ryder Strong out of retirement. Yeah. Get him off
okay,
his
so we got Ryder
get
Strong, Woody Harrelson, and I'm going with Hugh Jackman. I mean, the resemblance is
uncanny. Yeah, why not?
So, you know, X-Men, Wolf Jackman, or Hugh Jackman, Wolf Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's also X-Men, suspiciously Jackman. Yeah. Short, so.
Yeah, he's short, he's got the chops, you know, so I want Hugh Jackman to play me. So you got Hugh Jackman, what did you say, Fix It Felix?
Hugh Jackman now.
Woody
though.
Harrelson.
Like old Hugh Jackman, like
I'm
old
fine with,
and
I'm
widely
old.
Not.
He's very debonair. He's
not
debonair,
sexy but. Jackman.
I mean, not like Kingpin Woody Harrelson. Like Cheers Woody Harrelson.
I want Kingpin and Woody Harrelson personally for you. He wants
like
white men can't Woody dunk Harrelson. Woody Harrelson. That's what Kevin wants. He's not getting that, though, because Kevin also can't dunk.
And then Ryder Strong. I'd watch that movie, guys. This sounds like a good movie. I mean, we don't need it though, because we're going to make our own movie.
Yeah, we're going
to
do
just
it.
Just stay tuned to our onlyfeet.com.
301, we can make it. Oh, Carrie's not going to be at 301.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited
I'm
about
sorry,
him not being
guys.
There.
That's a long... I don't even know where it is. You guys
it's
wouldn't
North
even
Carolina.
Tell me where it
it's
was.
In North Carolina.
It's North Carolina. Like,
that's
it's
a long
crowded.
Way. Crowded. And we're making it more crowded by talking about it, which...
I know, yeah. Well, okay, fancy boy. You're going to bring in the crowd? I don't think so.
No,
I don't think
well.
So.
He is ruining garage sales for everyone.
I've heard that. Didn't Paul say that? I'm going to talk to him about that whole Garage Sale Nation comment he put on the Facebook. I don't know if you saw that, but he put a negative comment on your Facebook page over on the Garage
I'm
Sale
sure
Nation.
He's talking
My
about
Facebook
it on the
page?
Flip side.
No.
If
on
anybody's
the Garage
listening,
Sale Nation Facebook page.
If anybody's listening to the flip side, he's probably talking
what
about
what is the flip side?
It's what the Philippe side. It's his podcast, the Philippe side.
Does he have a podcast?
Yeah, he has a podcast. It's called the Philippe side.
Oh, is this the one that's not about reselling?
I don't know
kinda
what
like
it's
this
about.
Podcast?
Dang it, Paul. Paul told me something about a podcast. I
think it's like about extreme couponing.
I'm going to have to look into that, too. The Flipside Podcast.
Don't you love those
from
garages?
From ESG to geopolitics? What? Is that right?
What?
That can't be it.
He knows what PRC means.
This podcast series features a lively debate between two Barclays research analysts. I don't
what?
Think that's Paul's podcast.
That's probably... No, it's spelled Philippe. Philippe. Philippe, not Flip.
Okay. Did you saw Flip the World Texas wants to do a podcast now, too?
He was on the lunch podcast, the Let's Do
you know,
Lunch
he wants
podcast.
To,
that's,
and
he
said,
they're going out on a limb right there.
I know.
Not as far as a limb they're going out in a couple of weeks, but still.
Why, you going
far.
On it?
No.
Blue Ridge
Mountain's
going on it. Oh, yeah.
I'm
I
not supposed
that.
To say that, though, so you got to delete that.
Nobody heard that.
Yeah, I'll definitely
cut it.
Definitely will
cut it out.
That. Definitely no chance. I'll forget to do that.
I'm
no,
scared.
No, Chris Flip the World wants to do a podcast alone.
What's up with the podcasts all of a sudden?
I mean, we've started a trend. We've started a
Don't
trend.
Don't they know are... there's just nothing but trouble?
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. False promises.
Imagine talking for an hour and a half without any plan. Nothing can go wrong.
You know what really upsets me, on a side note, for the wrestling fans out there? That Rey Mysterio's son is kind of an anti-hero. he's a bad guy now.
Well, he's
Rey Mysterio was my boy. Yeah, he's
heel.
A bad guy. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, protagonist?
He's being
a heel, but he'll be good later.
Right? He'll be babyface.
Okay. Yeah, it's very sad. Anything new from Casey Neistat, Kerry, before we close it out?
Yeah, he's back to daily vlogging, guys. New York City like you've never seen it before.
This has been Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 84. See you next time.